It's Tuesday, the 2nd of December, 8:10 a.m. and it's a beautiful morning. Looks like it's clear blue skies, although they're not blue yet. And it's just a pale, bright grey, the southern skies as the sun's crawling out of bed this morning. But it's lovely because it's also very calm and dry and crisp and cold. Cold as in frosty cold. Ooh, feels like 2 or 3 degrees, which isn't bad really. It's absolutely lovely morning now. It's still not half light. It's more than half light now. Over the dark corners of the garden are still dark. If that makes any sense. I'm supping a tepid cup of tea because hot tea isn't doing me any good. And I've added sugar. I don't use sugar in my tea, I use sweetener. I've added sugar this morning to sweeten it up enough to taste. And also maybe to give me a wee boost. Drinking hot tea, or anything hot, isn't very pleasant at the moment, but I will say that the mouthwash gargle med that I got yesterday, and I've been using it diligently, in fact a wee bit more than diligently, try and clear this up. And I must say I did have a far better sleep last night. I didn't have those choking sensations, and, well, it wasn't sensation, it's not sensation, it's a fact. I didn't have that last night. One or two times I had to reach over for a sip of water. But other than that, not too bad at all. So, thank the Lord for giving me a decent sleep last night. I know, I'm feeling better this morning. But I'm kind of wary of saying anything now. I'm feeling better this morning, and then boom. So, and the doctor says I have to remember to keep taking painkillers at the appropriate times, of course. And it's something I've been a bit guilty of neglecting, because I don't like taking painkillers, really. I'll take them if I really need to, but because of this, I've kind of forgotten to take them when I don't normally take them, if you know what I'm trying to say. So I have to remember when I go in here now, after this, to take a couple of painkillers. But the mouthwash certainly seems to be doing the trick. And I did a wee bit of reading last night, and I found that the reason you get these painful ulcers in your mouth, well, there could be various reasons, but it's your body's reaction. And what it does is it floods the areas with blood and raises the temperature. And that temperature is what causes the pain. And if you eat or drink hot things, then you're just what's the word I'm looking for? You're fueling the fire, if you like. That wasn't what I was looking for, but that'll do. And so I didn't have my usual hot espresso this morning after my porridge, because I wasn't enjoying it anyway. And it's got to be hot. And I also added extra milk to my bowl for my porridge this morning. I don't make my porridge with milk, I make it with water and salt water. But I always have some milk in the bowl, and I added extra to dilute the temperature. It's beginning to sound like a cook show or something. The reason I'm drinking tea at all is I actually like a cup of tea. But also because it's fluids, keeps the throat, etc. lubricated. So, here's hoping that things are turning this morning. Because I've got things to do, and I really have been feeling lethargic. Get me down. And little motivation to do anything, to be honest with you. But I did big. Yeah. I did build the big tree yesterday for the conservatory. And it's all decorated and lit up in its glory. So that's another. I'm not using the word task, because it's not a task to put the Christmas tree up. But I enjoy doing it. So that's another part of. And I did say Christmas there, because I'm allowed to now. I've allowed myself. I'm in December, and I can say Christmas, Christmas, Christmas all I like. I don't care. So it is a beautiful morning. It's one of those extremely calm, still mornings where you just wish that every modern sound was shut off. Only sounds of nature. Watching one blackbird chase another blackbird through the trees. Hop, hop, skip, skip. Nothing frantic, just from one branch to the next. Wait a wee minute, then chase them again. And I can't make out male or female because they're still just black silhouettes. But I suspect it's a female. That's the one that's taking over the garden, I think. I may be totally wrong. So anyway. Yes. What was I saying about the sounds of modern life? Loads of seagulls soaring overhead. Not soaring really, actually flying. Flying south. I know where they'll probably be going. There's a big landfill site a few miles from here. Up in the hills. Probably going there to look for breakfast. Spend the day there and head back again in the evening. The other evening I was out a wee walk in the dark. It wasn't actually evening time, it was late afternoon, but it was already dark. About 5-6 o'clock maybe. And I could hear geese overhead. And it was really dark. I mean, looking up was pointless, but I did look up. There was absolutely no sign of them. It was dark enough to be the middle of the night as far as I was concerned, and yet these geese were probably heading back from their feeding grounds in the dark. Just because we shut ourselves off indoors doesn't mean nature stops what it does. Hello, little blue tit. Oh, goodbye, little blue tit. Decided to go to the faraway feeder instead of the one next to me. When you stand here on a cold morning and looking at a cold, semi-frozen garden and I think of one of my audio boo friends over there in Puerto Rico, Ricky, who is at, I believe it's a Caribbean blogger. He changed his nick. Who really annoys me by telling us all about the hot weather and growing bananas and avocados and all sorts of stuff. It's not that I don't love Scotland, I do, and we accept the winter, of course. But Ricky, if you just stop telling me how warm it is over there.